Experts are looking at the possible short-term and long-term impacts of the Republican tax bill that passed the Senate early Saturday morning. The House and Senate are now trying to reconcile their competing versions of the bill. No matter what happens in conference, though, the analysis suggests that the tax overhaul could add more than $1 trillion to the federal debt, loading up younger generations of Americans with even more of a bill to pay. For more on the generational impacts of the tax overhaul, we're joined now by Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Hi, Derek.
Hi, Jeremy.
And all the analyses that we've seen look at what this tax bill means by income level. But let's take that aside for a moment and look at the generations, starting with younger people, maybe people in their 20s and 30s. What's the effect of this bill?
There are two debates here. The first debate is how much debt this bill will add, and the second debate is who will have to pay for it. So first, you have the Tax Policy Center and the Joint Tax Committee saying the bill will add at least $1 trillion in debt over the next 10 years. More conservative estimates from, say, the Tax Foundation say it'll add only, quotation marks around only, something like $500 billion. So either way, it's going to add hundreds of billions of dollars in new debt. And this is pretty controversial, to say the least, since Republicans spent 8 years criticizing Democrats for larding up the debt. On the other hand, the question is, though, who's going to pay for this? Some people say young people will pay, that due to the rising cost of providing health care to an aging population, government spending will rise with Medicare and Medicaid, and young people will have to pay for it because our debt will be growing. Some people also say that, you know, maybe the government can just float our higher debt, our higher deficits, because we'll just print money and hopefully there won't be inflation. So there's not 100% certainty here, but it certainly seems like you're going to have rising debt as the result of this bill, and that debt will, if it is borne out by any taxpayers, will be borne out by today's younger taxpayers.
And those younger taxpayers, by the way, maybe just coming out of school, maybe with a lot of student loan debt and not a lot of extra disposable income. How does this bill affect them in that way?
I wrote a long essay about the House GOP bill. The Senate bill just passed. The House GOP bill just passed before that. And I really thought like it really felt like a 360-degree attack on higher education, to be perfectly honest. It raised taxes on graduate students. It raised taxes on student debtors. But what I'm really concerned about for young people here is there's a subtle and really important way that both of these plans could make college more expensive. And that comes down to the state and local tax deduction. And this is a deduction that lots of people take in higher tax states like New York, Massachusetts, California. And one implication of killing the state and local tax deduction is that it becomes harder for states to raise taxes. What does that mean? Well, that means these states don't have as much money. They can't run deficits, so they spend less on higher education. What we've seen for the last 20 years is that as states pay less for higher education, those institutions of higher education have to charge somebody more.
Right.
Who's that somebody? Well, it's students. That means tuition goes up. So there is a little bit of a Rube Goldberg mechanism by which, a sort of causal mechanism by which you could see this bill resulting in higher tuition.
What about for people who are in their 40s and 50s?
For people who are middle-aged, I think it depends. If you're lower middle income, this bill is going to cut your taxes next year, but the tax cut will probably shrink over the next few years so that by the middle of the 2020s, you honestly might be paying more. If you're a really rich middle-aged person, first off, congrats. Second, double congrats, because you're about to get a really nice tax cut on your earned income, on your wages. And here's the third piece of great news. If you are rich, you have more to save, you have more to invest, and this bill is really all about helping large corporations. Its centerpiece is a new 20% marginal rate on corporate income. And those corps are going to put that money into stock buybacks and dividends. So triple congrats, your savings are going to ride the stock market to new wonderful heights. So for middle-aged people, it really depends on their income level.
But if they're rich, good for them. And maybe Indeed. They'll get even richer. What about people who are closer to retirement?
Well, their savings took a beating in the Great Recession, and the stock market has really been on a tear since about March of 2009. So if they have personal savings, that's great. This bill should be good for the stock market, and hopefully that's good for them. You know, I'm thinking about pensioners here. If they don't have savings, if they don't have income coming in, and they're just living off of annuities and Social Security payments, it's probably not going to mean much. But one point I definitely do want to make is that something the government has seen recently is that older people are working a lot more. They're working a lot longer. In fact, young people think of the sharing economy as a young person's game. But in fact, the majority of new alternative workers tend to be in their 50s and 60s. So for them, it's going to be the same as for most low and middle class people with this bill. You're going to see tax cuts next year, a slightly smaller tax cut the year after that. But eventually, this bill is designed to wipe out middle class and low income tax cuts so that by the middle of the 2020s, they may be paying more.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic, looking at some of the generational impacts of the tax overhaul. And of course, we will have to see what happens as it goes into conference and whether both the House and Senate are able to pass the final package. Derek, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jamie.